I mean, I think the biggest thing is it's definitely not all that we do. I mean, we're happy to share exactly what we do, but it's just such a, it's a piece of what we do, but it's absolutely just not the majority of what we're doing. We're sending people to see caseworkers, we're helping them fill out applications or going to counseling appointments. So there's so much more that we're doing. I would also say treatment for the substance use, so for the addictions concern, is of course a key piece of what we do. And methadone might be a part of that. That's maybe, you know, a small part of that. So certainly not everybody that we're seeing would be on methadone. We offer that if that's an appropriate treatment. For example, buprenorphine, or the brand name Suboxone, is another treatment that's actually a first line that we might provide. We might provide other medication treatments for alcohol use disorder. And all of these are supported by national guidelines. I don't think, though, the question you raise is specific to any community. I think across the country, there's a lot of concern about certain types of treatment. I think methadone and addictions in general, there's stigma that we're dealing with and that people are concerned about, appropriate treatments and whether there's evidence-based treatments. So those are fair questions. I think those are really everywhere.